You're listening to SBS News.
The future of the US Senate hangs on the outcome of the runoff elections in Georgia. The two seats at stake will determine whether Republicans or Democrats hold the majority in the upper chamber. However, the state's televised debates featured one candidate less than expected. Moderator Ross Spencer introduced both candidates, saying that the incumbent Senator David Perdue of Georgia would be represented by an empty podium.
This is the runoff debate for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Senator David Perdue of Georgia. Senator Perdue declined to participate in this debate and is represented by an empty podium.
Democrat Senator John Ossoff debated alone, speaking only to two journalists on the panel. Mr. Ossoff argued that Mr. Perdue avoided the debate in Atlanta as he did not want to incriminate himself over his financial dealings.
Well, it's a strange situation to be asking a question of a sitting United States senator who is not here to debate as he asks for the votes of the people to be reelected. Senator Perdue, I suppose, doesn't feel that he can handle himself in debate, or perhaps is concerned that he may incriminate himself in debate, both of which, in my opinion, are disqualifying for a U.S. senator. But whatever the reason that Senator Perdue is not with us today, I think what I would ask him is, why he continues to oppose $1,200 stimulus checks for the American people at this moment of crisis.
And while the debate between incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Raphael Warnock took on a more traditional form with both candidates present, electoral fraud was once again the dominant theme. Ms. Loeffler was asked on numerous occasions whether she believed President Trump's claims of election fraud and declined to answer directly each time. Although Ms. Loeffler did not come out with the same fraud allegations as Mr. Trump, she argued the president had every right to legally pursue his assertion that the vote in Georgia was illegally manipulated against him.
You know, President Trump has every right to use every legal recourse available. In our own state, we've seen time and again that we have investigations that need to be completed. In fact, we've run two audits, and those audits discovered thousands of ballots across several counties here in Georgia that were not counted.
According to an Associated Press tally of nearly 50 cases brought by Mr. Trump's campaign, more than 30 have been rejected or dropped, and about a dozen are awaiting action. Advocacy group Democracy Docket claims Mr. Trump's team had lost 46 post-election lawsuits. President-elect Joe Biden's narrow victory of just over 12,000 votes was certified 2 weeks ago by the Republican Secretary of State in Georgia. Georgia had not voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since Bill Clinton in 1992, and similarly has not elected a Democratic U.S. senator in the last 20 years. Mr. Biden's victory in the state puts Democrats in a hopeful position, as Republicans appear not to be on the same page. U.S. President Donald Trump campaigned in Georgia on Saturday before the debates. However, some in his party fear that Mr. Trump could end up hurting rather than helping their chances. Mr. Trump attacked Republicans who have refused to back him, including Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp and its Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. In his first campaign rally since he lost to President-elect Joe Biden, Mr. Trump reminded the chanting crowd that he came to southern Georgia on behalf of Senators Loeffler and Perdue, who will face runoffs on January 5th next year. On Saturday, Mr. Trump repeated claims of electoral fraud and urged voters to support the two Republican senators.
But we're watching this so closely. We have everybody watching. You got to get out and vote. Let them steal Georgia again. You'll never be able to look yourself in the mirror. We have to hold the line.
The runoffs will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Democrats, who already have the majority in the House of Representatives, need to win both seats to control the Senate. If Republicans win one seat, they will retain their majority and be able to block much of Mr. Biden's legislative agenda.